it's alright to leave the boy with cousin Kevin? Do you think it's alright? There's something about him I don't really like. Do you think it's alright?
I think it's alright. Yes, I think it's alright.
Sub-Zero! Now, Plane Zero!
Heard it from a friend who heard it from a friend who heard it from another. You've been messing around. They say you got a boy. You're out late every weekend. They're talking about you and it's bringing me down. But I know the neighborhood, and talk is cheap when the story is good, and the tales grow taller on down the line. But I'm telling you, babe, that I don't think it's true, babe. And even if it is, you take it on the run, baby. If that's the way you want it, baby, then I don't want you around. I don't believe it, not for a minute. You're under the gun, so you take it on the run. You're thinking up your white lies. You're putting on your bedroom eyes. You say you're coming home, but you won't say when. But I can feel it coming. If you leave tonight, keep running. And you need never look back again. You take it on the run, baby. If that's the way you want it, baby.
Thank you. If you drink and drive, sooner or later, you're going to meet the Undertaker.
Good idea, by the way, as we come up on the holidays, to remember the message from The Undertaker.
And you know something, if you don't drink and drive, chances are you're going to run into him down the road anyway.
We'll be right back. pretty good, aren't we? Let me tell you what a pleasure it is to have you, Mr. Lou Albino, on the pit. A man of your integrity, it is truly a pleasure.
You know, Mr. Roddy Piper, and may I call you Mr.?
Yes, thank
you. It's been such an honor and a pleasure to be at your side, a man that is so fluent and great in wrestling knowledge as a manager, as a wrestler. That is, I've never seen anything in your class. Personally, I would have loved to have been your manager, Roddy.
Wait a second. If you'd have managed me, you see, when it comes right down to it, you really know a man's professional capabilities. When I take a look at a man like you, who has not only been the world's greatest manager, successful in history, but actually takes people like Cyndi Lauper, you sit there in your booth, but here is proof. Take Cyndi Lauper, the number one star you got in the whole wide world right now, and you took her and managed her career from nothing. Is that correct? From nothing?
Took her from nothing, Roddy, and I made her a superstar from number 90 to 80 to 70 to 60 to 50 to 57 and a half to 40 to 30 to 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, minus 1, back to a 1. Made her. Girls want to have fun.
Just as this girl is becoming bigger than the Beatles. We have a treat for any of you people that don't have your own TV set or at somebody else's house watching right now. Maybe you haven't seen the fine video that Mr. Albino did with Cyndi. Let's just show them right now, just from our own hearts. Here's just to you folks, because we're nice people.
Yeah.
Of the World Wrestling Federation title defense of Hulk Hogan, and Paul Orndorff certainly appears as though he is ready for action, Jesse.
Well, I think he's definitely ready for action, McMahon. And what makes him even that much more dangerous now is that man right there, Bobby the Brain Heenan, knows his way in and out of that ring, both as wrestler and manager. That's going to make Orndorff that much more dangerous.
Heenan and Orndorff could very well steal the title, just like they're stealing Hulk Hogan's music as we listen right now.
Stealing? Hulk Hogan didn't write the music, McMahon. I see no reason why anyone can't come to the ring with anyone's music that they want.
Oh, Mr. Wendell Orndorff, look at this now. And he is greeted, oh yes, with a round of boos. However, we will not be hearing boos momentarily. We're going to hear a roar like you've never heard before. When the World Wrestling Federation champion makes his way to the ring, we're told he's back in the dressing room area now with Mean Gene.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Out of the way, Mean Gene.
Did you see that, Jesse?
Well, I'll tell you what, I can't believe it that he manhandled little Mean Gene. I thought they was buddies.
I'm sure they are. It shows you indeed what kind of business the Hulkster means walking down this aisle now in this capacity crowd, and you can hear the tremendous ovation and the music playing for the Hulkster.
Yeah, Hulk Hogan, double music. What are the people going to decide now? McMahon, we've heard both tunes come out for both men, and I'd say the crowd's 50-50.
That's your opinion, Jesse. Look at the size of this man. He looks like a boxcar walking down the aisle.
That indeed, he's big. He's over 300 pounds. He's the champion of the world. But let me say this. They always say, McMahon, two heads are better than one. And he's facing two heads in there.
Oh, Mr. Wonderful, Orndorff on the inside. And, of course, on the outside, the brains behind the Braun Heenan. And take a look at that extraordinary physique. And as we said before, tonight, the Hulkster means all business, and all of it, every bit, justified. There's no telling what the Hulkster's going to do to Paul Orndorff, getting ready to lock up right up.
Please don't go ahead.
Chisel.
Mae Young's a strong of ivory, and here comes Luna.
That dinosaur cheap shot at ivory.
My God, there's no telling what you're going to see in this one.
Oh, I don't want to see too much from Moolah and Mae Young. No puppies, please.
This may not be a Survivor Series classic.
Oh, watch yourself. Break a hip there.
I think Mae needs some mouth-to-mouth. Can you go help her out, will you?
Yeah, right. Hey, Mae, take your senior citizen discount and get back in the ring.
Tori are trying to help Mae Young back in the ring, and Tori taking down Luna. Oh, man. DDT by Jacqueline on Tori.
This, don't forget, JR, this is a sudden death match.
I got it.
Moolah and Mae Young. Look there. I see some vultures circling around over the ring. Oh, man.
Snapmare takeover with the hair by Jacqueline. And here comes Luna. I'll tell her what she's going to do here.
Whoa. Look out.
Tori tagging in now the fabulous Moolah.
Tagging in the pterodactyl.
I thought Moolah got the tag.
Oh!
Is this match AARP sanctioned?
I don't know, but it ought to be in Jurassic Park. Look out!
Scoop slam by Moolah, who is rumored to be in her 70s.
What is this? Oh!
Well, it looked better when he fast forward the tape. Wait a minute, they got the pin!
I guess.
Fucking nothing, man. It's jelly. I'm eating jelly beans.
Oh, I love jelly beans. Can I please?
No, you can't have any fucking jelly beans. They're mine. You think you're the only one that gets sick when he doesn't have the jelly beans? Boundaries, man.
Towards the door. It's the second half of the cruise, and you know he hates to lose.
Hey, hey, Cripple Creek Ferry, butting through the overhanging trees. Make way for the Cripple Creek Ferry. The water's going down, it's a mighty tide. Hey, hey, Cripple Creek Ferry, butting through the overhanging trees. Make way for the Cripple Creek Ferry. The water's going down, it's a mighty tide.
If you weren't breathless enough, if you weren't drained enough on this night at Spring Stampede, get ready, because here they go.
And here's a man that just had a cast on his arm, a concussion. His leg is braced up, and he's gone right after Sting. Madness says it all. He's the most dangerous man in the sport today.
The importance of this title matchup cannot be overstated for the future of both organizations, WCW or the NWO.
And Randy Savage doing everything he can. Raking the throat, choking Sting, and right now the referee can only let it go until we get a winner. Savage in the midst of, oh boy, the arm, obviously he can't use that one, but he's gonna try, he's incredible.
He keeps going.
In the midst of what has happened with Hogan and Kevin Nash here, the Macho Man fighting for the rule and the supremacy, not only of the NWO, but for professional wrestling.
And don't forget Shivani, he's been there before. He's packed that goal before. He knows what it's all about.
You are watching the two of the top athletes in the two top and most influential organizations in pro wrestling, WCW and the NWO. And Sting, we talked about how emotional he was Monday. Obviously very emotional, ready to go at any cost, agreeing to a no disqualification match here tonight.
And we see Savage favoring his arm after Sting drove it into the steel guardrail.
Can you imagine the pain Savage is in right now? He's walking away from the ring, but he's not leaving. He's walking off that pain.
That's also when he really becomes dangerous.
He went for a wagon wheel.
You know the damage that wagon wheel can do.
Oh, boy. Yeah, they can use that like a discus.
Oh.
He's in the hay. Oh, he's on. He landed on that wheel over top of the hay. And Sting has a part of the camera cable around the throat of Savage. This has been one of the darndest events I've ever seen.
Oh!
One of the wildest spectaculars we've ever had.
Custom made, was a light deal with a powerful my baby last Saturday night. One no gray cloud floating in sight.
Something with you?
Sure, Jefferson, would you step outside?
What I meant was, since you're not part of the diet group, you can participate in our after-hours activities.
What kind of after-hour activities?
Well, after our 6:30 roundup and lockdown for our larger passengers, we put away the celery and those disgusting chalky shakes and bring out the real food. Tonight is carnival, couscous, and clothing optional lambada.
Jefferson, I'm dreaming. Pinch me.
Oh! I said pinch me!
Thank you.
subjected to any of your superior airs.
All I want to do is find Dr. Cronkite.
Oh, what for?
I want to ask him something.
I'll just bet you do. Personal!
2 hours in the icebox.
He can tell because he's a doctor. Dig?
Then you think he's going to be all right?
Don't lie. Lying won't do you any good.
Why should I lie?
Listen, Tootsie. We all know who you're after. We all know what you've got in mind.
Why does everyone think
the doctor
that...
is not available, understand? Not available! Come on. You'll hardly feel this. I don't suppose you give a damn. But while you were getting your pulse taken, your critically injured daddy has wandered off into the night.
Listen to my bluebird laugh. She can't tell you why. Deep within her heart, you see, she knows all I cry. Sits aloft at perch, strangest color blue, lying is forgotten now, things only of you.
She got soul.
Sting, feeling the effects of all this punishment. Forearm shot, a head of steam. Sting, incredibly, ran in to meet Ming that time. Here he goes again, trying to hip toss. Sting midsection. Sting! Trying to backslide.
Ming's too powerful.
Sometimes it's leverage, brain, not necessarily power.
Drop to your knees. But he can't get him over.
Sting over the top. Here he goes again. Down goes Ming!
Well, that's using your head.
He's incredible.
Uh-oh.
Forget about it. Don't clothesline this guy.
You're going to make him mad.
Yeah, go ahead and clothesline the truck.
Ming is down.
It was the legs. The explosive legs of Sting with an extra added power that got the incredible man down.
If Ming would have had boots on, he'd have taken him out of his boots. He went up into the air and leveled Ming. Ming has some cobwebs, I guarantee you.
Now Sting, foot to the chest, first.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I don't like this. Colonel, you better start worrying. Sting is on his feet and he's alive.
Waist lock, pick up, atomic drop. He still can't get him. Oh, Rico!
Where does Sting keep getting this energy? Where does he keep coming back like this?
It's what made him a superstar. This is where the big boys play. WCW, he's on target. One, two.
No, no, no.
Oh, Ming is out in two.
You know, Savage is a lot like this. When you think you got him beat, he keeps coming back. He keeps doing things you don't expect him to do.
Jumping up and a DDT. Sting, one, two, three.
Soon end up dead. That's the same old story, same old song.